Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call and for making it a part of your day, especially on Erev Pesach. Imagine everyone has their plate filled, but thank you so much for making us part of your day and for joining together with us. We finally made it just a few hours away from Pesach itself. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. There was a mistake in yesterday's email, and I apologize for that, where we listed the previous day's sponsors, but all of it should be correct in today's email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call, and there's a link in today's email as well. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month, and every penny will continue to go directly to the OU's Emergency National Food Campaign. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Sunday's email is midnight Motzei Shabbos, Saturday night, all times, Eastern Daylight Time. Donations for any amount to continue to help this vital cause can be made directly at ou.org/hunger, ou.org/hunger. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Chaim Pupko, Mora D'Asra of Congregation Ahavas Torah in Englewood, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Pupko reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. That's 20, 27, and 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Pupko will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but will not be doing it responsibly or pausing between Pesukim, so that all of us on the call can say it together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Pupko to please recite the Perek, the chapter number, in Hebrew and in English before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that all of us can turn to the proper page. Following Tehillim, Rabbi Pupko will recite the Mishaberach L'Cholim, the welfare prayer for those whom are sick. Please note that Rabbi Pupko will pause at the appropriate point in which all of us on the call will have an opportunity to insert the names of all of those whom we are praying for. If you do not know someone's Hebrew name, it is okay to say it in English. Following the Mishaberach, Rabbi Pupko will conclude with Achenu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for Sunday's call and a pre-Pesach parting word that I would like to share with all of you, our dear callers. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Pupko.
Thank you, Naftali, and thank you so much to the OU for this special honor. Thank you, all of you, so much for joining me this afternoon, Erev Pesach, on the eve of a very unusual Pesach. It's unusual because many of us find ourselves isolated, either alone or just with the immediate family, at a time when we would be gathering together in shul and at home with loved ones and friends. Many rabbis have noted the similarity, though, between an aspect of our situation and the situation of that fateful night in which Hashem passed over the homes of the Jewish people when he smote the firstborn in Egypt. Because just as each one of us are confined to our own homes, the Jewish people in Egypt on this night were told expressly, Ve'atem lo seitzu ish mi pesach beiso ad boker. And you, each and every one of you, should not go out of your homes, out of the door of to your home, until the morning. Why were they instructed to self-quarantine the night of Makas Bechoros, the plague of the firstborn? The Torah describes how every Jewish family was commanded to protect itself by placing the blood of the Paschal offering, the Korban Pesach, over their doorposts. And as Hashem would go from home to home in Egypt, he would pass over those homes that had placed the blood above their doorposts. But why did Hashem need a sign? Why did he need the Jewish people to place this blood over their doorposts? Couldn't Hashem just know without it which homes were Jewish and which were Egyptian? Among the various answers that are offered to this age-old question, I would highlight two very important points. Number one, the Jewish people needed to do something to express their faith in God. Until now, they have been passive bystanders to all of the miracles that God had visited upon Egypt throughout the plagues. But now, at this moment of redemption, the Jewish people have an opportunity to perform an act by which they would actively merit their own redemption. But there's a second point that I'd like to highlight, and that is, by placing blood over the doorposts, it gave Hashem the opportunity to hover, to be present over each home of the Jewish people on that night. The word Pesach, so often translated as Passover, can also be understood as hovering over or hovering in place. So we see that Hashem did not merely skip over each Jewish home. Hashem caused his presence to dwell, to hover for a moment over each and every home. As it says in the Torah, Ufasach Hashem al HaPesach, that Hashem hovered over the doorway in order to prevent any destruction visiting that particular home. And this is captured by the prophet Yechezkel, who offers a vision in which Hashem describes the Jewish people in Egypt as an abandoned baby. And there's a well-known verse that is recited in the Haggadah, as well as at a bris milah, a circumcision, a verse in which the prophet Yechezkel says, Ve'evor alayich ver'eich misposeses b'damayich. And I passed over you, like the word Pesach, I passed over you and I saw you wallowing in your blood. And that metaphor, that image of the abandoned baby, is a metaphor in which Hashem is the only one who stops to pay attention to that baby, the only one who hears his cries, and the only one who tends and cares for that baby. And similarly, Pesach means not just to pass over, but Hashem hovered over every home to be with each and every family on that night. This is why the Torah calls this night a Leil Shimurim, a night in which Hashem himself protected us, shielded us by hovering over our homes. And for this year in particular, confining ourselves to our homes captures a dual significance. On the one hand, it is a commemoration of the very same self-protective measures that our forebears took on that fateful night that enabled God to hover over their home and be with them. And this year, it's an effort by each one of us to protect ourselves from this terrible virus and to slow its spread. V'lo yihyeh b'chem negef l'mashchis b'hakosi b'eretz Mitzrayim, it says in the Torah, I will not let this plague cause destruction when I smite the land of Egypt. By remaining at home and separating ourselves from our extended family, we fulfill a critically important mitzvah this year of protecting life, of celebrating life, Hashem's most precious gift to us, so that we may spend Pesach next year, Lashana Haba, both together and in Yerushalayim. We will now proceed with the recitation of Tehillim. We begin first with Perek Chaf, Perek, chapter 20. I'll begin. Lam natzeach mizmor le-David, Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, Umi tzion yisadeka, Yizkor kol min chosecha, ve'olasecha yedashne sela, yitein lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzasecha yimalei, niranina bishuasecha, uv'shem Eloheinu nigdol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, ato yodati, Ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'anehu mishmei kodsho, bigvuros yesha yemino. Eile varechev ve'eile vasusim. Va'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu va'anachnu kamnu v'anis odad. Adonai hoshia hamelech yaneinu v'yom koreinu. Let's turn now to Perek Chaf Zayin, chapter 27. I'll begin. Lidavid Adonai Ori Vishi Mimi Ira Adonai Maoz Chayai Mimi Efchad Bikrov Olai Mireim Lechol Es Bisari Tzarai Veoivai Li Hema Chashlu Vinafalu Im Tachane Olai Machane Lo Yirali Bi Im takum olai milchama bezos anivoteach. Achas shoalti meyeth Adonai osoch avakesh. Shifti beveis Adonai kol yemei chayai. Lachazos vinoam Adonai ulvaker veheichalo. Ki yitzvineni visuko biyom ra'a. Yastireni beseser ahalo, bitzur yeromimeni, veata yarum roshi, aloivai, sivivosai, vezbechab oalo zivchei surua, ashira veazamira, ladonai, shema adonai koli ekra, vichaneni vaneni, Licha amar libi bakshufanai et ponecha Adonai avakesh al taster ponecha mimeni al tat be'af avdecha ezrasi hayisa al titsheni ve'al tazveni Elohei yishi ki avi ve'imi azavuni v'Adonai yasveni Horeini Adonai darkecha, unecheini ba'orach mishor, leman shoreroi. Al titneini benefesh tzoroi, ki kamo vi edei sheker vifeyach chamas. Lulei hemanti liros betuv Adonai be'eretz chayim, kavei el Adonai chazak v'yameit libecha, Vikavei El Adonai. And the third and final chapter, Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. I'll begin. Shir Hamaalos Mimamakim Kirasicha Adonai. Adonai Shima Vikoli. Tihiena oznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunoy. Im avonos tishmor ya Adonai mi yamon. Ki imcha hasilicha lima'an tivorei. Ki visi Adonai kivsa nafshi vilidvaro hochalti. Nafshi ladonoi mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed veharei imofidus. Vihu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. I'll recite now the Mishaber for Cholim, the prayer for those who are ill. Mishaberach avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aharon David Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yirapeyas hacholim. V'kol cholei korona v'chol, cholei emchol v'es Yisrael, b'avur shanu mispalim, b'avuram, Bizarzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Racham Yimaleihem Lachlimam Ulrapusam Lachzikam Lachayosam Vishlach Lahem Heirufu Hashem Yina Shamayim B'chol Avirehem U'v'chol Gideihem B'sok Sh'archu L'Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGof Hashta Ba'agala U'vizman Kariv V'nomar Amen. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanesanim Bitzara U'vashivya Ha'omdim Bein Bayam U'vein Bayavasha HaMakom Yirachem Aleihem V'yotziyeh Mitzara Lirvacha U'me'afei Laliora U'mishivu Ligula Hashta Ba'agala U'vizman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Pupko. There's been a lot of talk recently that Mashiach's arrival is imminent, that all of this must be because Mashiach is about to come. While I, like you, pray and hope that this is true, it is also important that while we remain hopeful, we also recognize that none of us are prophets or know the future. Anyone who claims to know that Mashiach is about to come and arrive, or claim that they know the reason for why the world shut down because of COVID-19, and the Hashem Yirachem, God please have mercy, so many people have died or are sick. Anyone who claims to know this does not deserve our time, and their remarks can potentially be very dangerous. We are not prophets. However, the message that we are sharing, and what these phone calls have been all about, is to hope and pray and do our part to demonstrate to Hashem that we are yearning for a closer connection to Him, that we are yearning to be the best version of ourselves, and that we are yearning for Mashiach's arrival. The time that we have here now is an opportunity to work on and improve who we are and who we wish to be. With that, I'd like to leave you with one last thought. Perhaps you are all familiar with the famous mashal, the famous parable of the Jew who is longing and awaiting for Mashiach. He prays and begs God to finally bring that day. And then he pauses, and his Yetzer Hara, his evil inclination, speaks in his ear and says, "Who? You? You think that you are worthy of Mashiach's arrival? Come on, let's be honest with who you are. You think you and the generation that you live in are worthy of Mashiach? If Mashiach didn't come for our parents and our grandparents' generation, didn't come for the Chavetz Chaim's generation, Rashi's generation, and or all of the previous generations before, then why do you think that you are worthy?" Well, my dear friends, here was his response, and it's something that I think about often. Picture the Kotel. I imagine a lot of us have been picturing the Kotel recently, thinking about the Kotel, wishing to be at the Kotel. At the bottom, especially if you've been on the Western Wall tunnel tours, there are these massive stones there. And if you're standing in the Kotel Plaza itself and you look up, or just looking at eye level, there are these massive Herodian stones, 7 layers high. And on top of them, another layer of huge stones, but not as big. And on top of those, large bricks that were placed there in later generations. And then on the top, a last layer that I've always imagined, but could be wrong, was placed there in 1967. Perhaps the message is the following. It is our collective job to complete the wall. It is not our job, nor of our stature, to be the foundation. That is already done. It is made up of 2,000 years of yearning Jews, of all of our Babis and Zaydis who came before us. Yes, perhaps we are not even the bricks. Perhaps we are a pebble or a speck of dust, but it is just who we need to be the ones to complete the wall and bring Mashiach. Maybe this will be today or tonight, and maybe it will not be for a long time. But I do know that we have the opportunity in front of us to do our part. So let us go into Pesach and do it together and demonstrate to the Ribono Shel Olam, to the master of the world, how much we love him and how much we love each other. For next week, Chol Moed, the OU has been working around the clock to present and share you with an unbelievable smorgasbord of programming. Please stay tuned for more information Motzei Shabbos. You will not want to miss this. To listen to previous day calls and revisit past Divrei Chizik, please see the link in the daily email. And with that, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Ribono Shel Olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday, Chol HaMoed Pesach, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Yoni Levin of Congregation Ish Kodesh in Woodmere, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, happy, beautiful, joyous, meaningful, and safe Pesach. Chag Kasher v'Sameach.